KSRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The ceasefire is now over. This after terror group Hamas fired rockets into Israel today. Israeli fighter jets responded by hitting targets in the Gaza Strip. Israel dropped leaflets over parts of southern Gaza, urging people to leave their homes, suggesting they may be preparing to widen the offensive. Around 140 hostages remain in Gaza after more than 100 were freed as part of the truce. The collapse of the ceasefire came a day after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli officials, urging them to continue the ceasefire with the terror group that repeatedly says it will not stop until Israel is destroyed. Also at SRNnews.com, Republican leaders pulled the vote on the impeachment of Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas from the House schedule.
The House is no longer set to vote Thursday on a resolution to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, introduced by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. It is the second time this month that the firebrand Republican launched an effort to boot the Biden administration official for his handling of the southern border. It's not clear yet why leadership pulled the resolution. A spokesperson for DHS dismissed Greene's latest resolution as a baseless attack. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Well, it appears electric vehicles are less reliable than cars powered by gas. So says a new survey by Consumer Reports. It found that EVs are nearly 80% more likely to have issues than conventional vehicles. It includes problems with electric drive motors, charging, and batteries. Repairs are also much more expensive than conventional vehicle repairs. A powerful storm may cause the Northern Lights to be viewable for Americans in the northern U.S. The Space Weather Prediction Center says the Aurora Borealis may be visible tonight and Friday night due to a geomagnetic storm. This is SRN News. There's a battle over transgenderism going on in Arizona.
A lawsuit filed by American First Legal accuses the Mesa Public School Board of helping students live as the opposite sex in class without their parents' knowledge or approval. Technically, teachers are supposed to inform moms and dads if their kids are transgender, but the lawsuit accuses the school system of letting students veto that requirement. AFL says the actions of the board are a violation of Arizona's Parents' Bill of Rights. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas Supreme Court is considering whether the state's abortion ban is too restrictive for women with pregnancy complications. The court is scrutinizing efforts to clarify exceptions to the ban, which some women say force them to continue pregnancies despite risk to their health. The Texas lawsuit is among the biggest challenges to abortion bans in the U.S. since Roe v. Wade was overturned last year. This is SRN News. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has died at the age of 100.
I came here, came to the United States. I was 15.
Henry Kissinger was born in Germany.
And as you can hear today, I spoke no English then.
A Jew, he had fled the Nazis with his family.
I was a kind of a refugee who had to earn a living. The idea of representing the United States as a foreign pawn.
Yet he went on to become one of the commanding figures in U.S. foreign policy of the 20th century. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More U.S. retailers are adopting a policy of no returns this holiday season. Shoppers are expected to return $173 billion worth of purchases, which is a drain on profits. 59% of retailers are not going to allow the returns this year. More details at SRNnews.com.